This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Comparison shopping. It can be a good way to save money, whether you're comparing the price of a cup of coffee, let's say Tim Hortons versus Starbucks, or comparing gas prices in different parts of the city or the state. We're all over that. But what about comparing medical cost? Would you have any idea what, say, a hip replacement might cost at the hospital you'd go to? If you could tease out those prices and compare them, then you'd find yourself wondering, why do some hospitals in the same city or state charge thousands of dollars more for the same procedure? And why is it so tough to get those prices? Those are the many questions my next guest explored in a recent story for D Business. Eileen Wolf, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, Cindy. Thanks very much for having me on.
Well, your story for D Business focused on something that I dare say most of us have never heard of, and that's a charge master. What is a charge master?
Well, a charge master is actually a legally required document that hospitals and health systems must have that lists what they charge for every procedure, what they charge for everything in their hospital.
Which is something that I would dare say the average patient going in would have no idea.
I don't think people outside of the healthcare system really know much about it.
And what happened as you kind of go digging in and trying to compare costs, which we're going to talk about in just a moment when we see the variations? It's amazing. But the health care systems aren't real thrilled about this information being out there, are they?
You know, I don't think that they object to it. I think that the world of hospital finance is so arcane, but is becoming more transparent. And the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare, certainly has moved us more towards price transparency, as have high deductible health insurance plans. Now, a lot of people have insurance provided by their employer, and many employers are offering higher and higher deductibles in their plans. Along with that, some employers are offering information to the employees. They're offering services of websites like Healthcare Blue Book that will actually examine usage and provide cost information.
So information is out there, but it has to be hard to pin this down. And we've got to agree, it's pretty impossible to figure out the price tag for hospital treatment from patient to patient. It's not the same as buying a cup of coffee or a bunch of bananas, is it?
No, that's certainly true. And even if you as a patient were to go to a hospital and ask for how much something would cost beforehand, I think, yes, you would have a difficult time getting the charge master information, but you could get, I think hospitals are getting more used to giving at least a ballpark price. I think when people lost their health insurance and were paying more out of pocket, hospitals were getting questions more frequently about what will something cost. But of course, it's impossible to pinpoint the exact cost beforehand, I think, because one patient might be sicker than another.
Right.
A patient might have to stay in the hospital longer, might have other health conditions that affect, you know, how their care goes and things like that.
I'm talking with writer Eileen Wolf, whose recent story in D Business, the November-December 2013 issue, explored the question, why do some hospitals in the same city or state charge thousands of dollars more for the same procedure? And we talked about this charge master, which basically sounds like a library of the costs that a hospital would charge. But you note in your piece, almost no one ever pays the charges listed on the charge master, right?
That's right. The federal government tells hospitals how much it's going to pay. The insurance companies negotiate for discounts. And it's a little known fact, but even an individual can negotiate for a discount, especially if they're prepared to pay cash.
So how would that work? Is that an upfront thing?
My advice would be to do everything upfront. Ask for a ballpark figure. Once that figure is determined, negotiate with the hospital and say to them, well, I'm prepared to pay on the day of my procedure, I'm prepared to pay you cash. And that could be a credit card as well, of course. but I'm prepared to pay my bill right away. Can you give me any kind of a discount? Or another little known fact is that if you don't have insurance, you can ask for a discount based on a hospital's charity care policy, and all health systems do have policies for providing lower cost to patients without insurance.
Hmm. So that's something a smart consumer needs to keep in mind. And is that something you negotiate with your physician, or do you go right to the hospital after you've determined where you're going to have your procedure?
Well, it all depends. If there are going to be physician charges, ordinarily physicians don't talk about charges or costs with patients. They have someone in their office who can do that. But you can ask to talk with their billing person. If the charge or the cost is going to come from the hospital, talk with the hospital's financial representatives. So you might have to spend a little bit of time talking to various people and figuring out who is the right person to talk to, but it can be worth it.
Now, you write in your piece for DBusiness that charges can vary wildly, even among hospitals within the same system. So case in point, to treat a Medicare patient with a heart attack at Henry Ford Hospital's main campus in downtown Detroit, you found that price tag at $14,725.67. And the same patient being treated with a heart attack at Henry Ford Health System's Wyandotte Hospital is $5,000 less, with an average price of a little over $9,700. Why the disparity?
Well, the explanation that's given to me, and I did try to talk with Henry Ford officials about their disparities, and they declined. But again, some of the factors that figure into different costs include a hospital's patient volume, the average length of stay for its patients, and let's face it, some hospitals treat more critically ill patients and therefore have to have the staffing and the expertise to do that, which is going to drive up cost.
So, for example, when I see that a cardiac catheterization with a stent for a Medicare patient costs just under $29,000 at Lakeland Hospital in St. Joseph, Michigan. And then if you were at McLaren Hospital in Flint, that would be over $68,000. That's such a huge difference. Does the lower price imply lower quality?
Well, that's also an unsettled question. When I wrote this article, I talked to doctors about cost and quality. And you would think that necessarily higher cost means higher quality, but that's not always the case.
How would you know? How would a patient go, or a consumer go about figuring out whether or not that's not the case?
Mm-hmm. Well, some hospitals like Oakwood post their quality data right on their website. So that would be a good place to start. Look at the hospital's website. If not, there are quality indicators posted on healthcare.gov, and there are other places that you can look as well.
Talk to us some more, Eileen, about this healthcare blue book data that you discovered, because it's all in that push for healthcare transparency. Who puts this together, and what do we find in the healthcare blue book?
Oh, sure. Well, healthcare blue book is actually, it's a private enterprise, and it was started by a doctor who started posting costs for various procedures. And there is some data available on Healthcare Blue Book for everyone. If you, let's say your doctor wants to do a procedure and you want to look it up on Healthcare Blue Book, you can go ahead and do that. And you can get an idea of what that certain procedure should cost in your zip code. Healthcare Blue Book also offers enhanced services to, let's say, health insurance companies and employers, and actually looks at their usage data and can sort of narrow down those costs even more finely, so that as people shop around, they have something to look at. Healthcare Blue Book on its website even offers advice on how to negotiate with your doctor.
So a good place to start, and as you point out in your piece for DBusiness, Healthcare Blue Book is the only one of its kind to offer free online information, yes?
It is so far. but I wouldn't be surprised if others started offering it sometime in the future.
What do you hear from doctors as you talk to them? We talked about the charge masters and as those are put together, but let's move away from that. When you talk about medical costs and this whole subject with physicians, what do you hear from them?
You know, many physicians really shy away from talking about the financial side of healthcare, and I would say financial people in hospitals are, of course, more focused on it. There are some doctors, though, like Docs for Patient Care, Dr. Matt McCord, who feel that pricing transparency should be implemented, that people have a right and a need to know what various costs are.
And as you point out at the beginning of your piece, you relay the story of a physician whose group tried to set up its own surgery center in Michigan and make prices transparent, and they got cracked down on pretty hard from nearby hospitals.
Mm-hmm. That was in the past. And I think in the future, something like that may not happen, as the whole gamut of hospital pricing and hospital finances becomes more and more transparent.
So, Eileen, what should we as medical consumers take away from this story and the report you did? I guess, what are the do's and don'ts of pricing medical care?
Well, first of all, shop around. Unless you have an emergency type of condition, if your doctor offers you a procedure, you can certainly go to Healthcare Blue Book, talk with other people, and call other doctors' offices to find out what various prices might be. Just a personal example from my own experience, I need a medical procedure and was offered the procedure in a hospital's urology center for about $6,000. And I had had the procedure in a doctor's office before. So I called a urology doctor and am going to have the procedure for about $1,000.
So shopping around really
shop
makes
around.
A difference.
Seriously, shop around, educate yourself, go to sites like Healthcare Blue Book, and try to find the best price with good quality, so that you get the best value out of the money that you're spending on health care.
Writer Eileen Wolfe's story, Charge Master, can be found in the November-December issue of D Business. Eileen, thank you so much.
Cindy, you're certainly welcome. Thank you again for having me on.